Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Eternal life is a free gift from God, by grace, through faith in Jesus the Messiah. Eternal life as a gift also requires obedience to Jesus the Messiah, which is the fruit of repentance. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 states about Jesus the Messiah, "And having been made perfect, he, Jesus, became unto all them that obey him the author of eternal salvation." Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Christians must obey Messiah, must be faithful, and stay in Messiah to inherit eternal life, a home in heaven. In the parable of the sower, Jesus taught that some believers would fall away. Listen to Luke chapter 8, verse 13. "And those on the rock are they who, when they have heard, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." Luke chapter 8, verse 13. The same is recorded in Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. "And he that was sown upon the rocky places, this is he that hears the word, and straightway with joy receives it, yet has he not root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, straightway he stumbles." Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Jesus taught that there would be those who would receive the word, believe for a while, but later fall away because of temptation, tribulation, or persecution. An example of this is Simon, who used sorcery. In Acts chapter 8, verse 13, we read, "And Simon also himself believed, and being baptized, he continued with Philip." Acts chapter 8, verse 13. The scripture says that he believed, so he must accept that he believed, and he was baptized. He was saved from his sins. Later, Simon sinned, and Peter said that he was perishing and in the bond of iniquity. We read in Acts chapter 8, verse 20, "Peter said unto him, Your silver perish with you, because you have thought to obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray to God, pray to the Lord, if perhaps the thought of your heart shall be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." Acts chapter 8, verses 20 through 23. Yes, Simon believed and was baptized, but later fell into sin and was perishing, unless he repented and prayed for forgiveness. The Apostle Paul pointed out the danger of falling away himself. He wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, "But I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. Then Paul went on to write what happened to Israel as a warning and example to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. Then it is stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." The Word of God teaches clearly that there are those who are saved, but later fall away and are lost. Don't let this happen to you. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. For if, after they have escaped the defilement of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state is become worse with them than the first. For it were better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than after knowing it to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that had washed to wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. It is sad that souls do turn back and become worse off than before they became Christians, before they were saved. Let us be faithful and obedient. The letter to the Galatians was written to churches of the Galatians to teach them that we are not under the law that God gave to Israel through Moses. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Yes, it is possible to fall from grace. There are those that do it. Yes, saved souls do fall from grace and are severed from Christ, from Messiah. We need to follow the new covenant and be faithful until death. Christians are to meet together for worship. We are to meet together on the first day of the week, Sunday, for the Lord's Supper, singing, Bible reading, preaching, giving, and prayer. If you are isolated, then you need to start a congregation, a church in your home. Christians who do not meet for worship, when possible, are separated, are lost. We read from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 through 27. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not. For he is faithful that promised, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking our own assembling together, as the custom of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing nigh. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and a fierceness of fire, which shall devour the adversaries. A Christian who does not worship the Lord, who forsakes the assembling together in the congregation, is sinning willfully, is lost in sin. The book of Hebrews has many warnings to Christians. Let us read one of these. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 and let us read verses 4 through 6. Are you listening? For as touching those who were once enlightened and tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, and tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then fell away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Here we have read that there are those who have fallen away that cannot be renewed again to repentance. They are crucifying the Son of God afresh and putting him to an open shame. At one time they were strong, even partakers of the Holy Spirit, but then fell away. Some Christians, however, can be restored, converted, after they have fallen away. Notice in James chapter 5, verse 19, it talks about a brother or brethren. My brethren, if any among you err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall cover a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. It is possible for some fallen away Christians to be converted from their evil ways and to save their souls from death. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, we read the warning, "Take heed, brethren, lest haply there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God." Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. My friend, if you lose your faith in Jesus the Messiah, you lose your eternal life. We need to return to the Word of God, to be faithful Christians in congregations of Messiah, in churches of Christ. Put your faith and trust in Jesus the Messiah, our Lord and King, and then live a fruitful life in His service, doing His works. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, Jesus said, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, to him will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And we read in Revelation chapter 2, verse 11, "He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death." Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. Yes, we need to overcome. Shall you overcome? The good news is that Jesus, the Messiah, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Jesus, Messiah, was buried. Jesus, the Messiah, rose the third day according to the Scriptures. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Messiah, eternal life, a home in heaven. Believe in Jesus now. Confess your faith in Him. Repent, turn away from sins, and be baptized, immersed in water in the name of Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free copy of this study, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. On the portals He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Tenderly Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you? Should we linger and heed not His mercies, mercies for you and for me?